Chapter 12, How Piggy Learned an Unforgettable Lesson. About 1400 years ago, a Chinese monk went on a pilgrimage with his three disciples, the clever monkey, the naughty piggy, and a fellow named Sandy. One day, trekking through a desert, the travelers became tired and thirsty. Monkey, who has a magic cape that could quickly take him to anywhere in the world, volunteered to go find tropical fruit. He agreed to let Piggy tag along, even though he knew this would mean trouble. Sure enough, soon after they started, Piggy got tired and wanted to rest under a tree. There was no time to waste, so Monkey said, "I'll just go myself and pick you up later." Then he unfurled his magic cape and off he went. As Piggy settled down to take a nap, he saw a watermelon at the bottom of the hill. Then he noticed some wheel tracks on the ground. "Aha," he thought, "this melon must have rolled off some traveler's cart. I'll take it to share with everybody right away." But on second thought, he decided to cut it open and eat his share right away. It tasted so good that he couldn't stop at just one piece. Before long, he ate up the other three pieces as well. Suddenly, he heard Monkey calling, "Piggy, I'm back." Alarmed, he flung the pieces of watermelon rind as far as he could. Actually, from above the clouds, Monkey had already seen what Piggy did with the watermelon. But pretending that he saw nothing, he said, "Let's go, Piggy. I've got plenty of tropical fruit for everybody." The two ran as fast as they could. But Monkey led Piggy along the path strewn with watermelon rind. Piggy suddenly went kapunk as he fell on something slippery. This happened again and again and again. He fell so hard that he was covered with scrapes and bruises by the time they arrived. The monk was delighted to see Monkey and Piggy return with the tropical fruit. But the first thing he said was, "Whatever happened to you, Piggy?" Piggy was too ashamed of himself to tell the whole story, so he just muttered, "I learned a lesson that I will never forget." At that, everybody looked at him with a kindly smile. "Glad to hear it," said the monk. "Now let's all have some delicious fruit to celebrate."